This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I've been looking forward to this broadcast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time on Genesis Communications Network. We're delighted you're here with us. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Well, I'm intimidated. I'm not sure where we're going to go, but it's scaring me.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's a tread, which...
All right, so class, we're not going to take calls today. So sit back and relax. And at the end of the broadcast,
it's going to be a bumpy one.
And it's going to be bumpy. At the end of today's broadcast, we will cement how an international scandal of deception, intrigue, and disloyalty has rocked a monarchy to its core. Story broke last night. We're going to tie this all together and show you how this is done. You'll need to pay complete attention for 2 hours if you want a grade of A in this class. Doublespeak starts now. As always, thank you for continuing to stay with us for the previous hour. What follows before we began will be quite different in many ways from what previously was never mentioned. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will continue discussing the adaptive educational system currently being proven in American city schools to inversely increase proficiency in reading, writing, mathematics, science, and history, while simultaneously demonstrating that overall performance reductions can easily be achieved by the absence of knowledgeable teachers, increased emphasis on computer software expenditures.
Right now, for example, why is it they call it the three R's when they don't even begin with an R?
Reading,
writing, and arithmetic. Why are they called the three R's?
Well,
that's a good place to start.
Right. Well, that proves the thesis right there.
Well, then there it is. Read it and sweep.
It's widely known that students in the American schools have proven that they universally understand the physics of turning a flat screen television front to back, because that reduces the coefficient of drag when sprinting down a city street. Something that they share and put into practice with the starting line beginning at a big box store, commonly known as TV hall sprint. Empirical studies led to the science and performance testing of sprinting and jumping over fences with televisions. This concept has expanded to unscheduled events with larger and larger televisions. Currently, this is a one-person event and is not to be confused with the flash mob kleptocracy sport that has, well, It involves edible snacks, sodas, and convenience stores. Rick, your thoughts?
I'm lost. You know, I thought the Nike was a missile.
Well, Nike works really well.
That it's no longer a Shylock, it's a Shylite. And it has something to do with red. How does that work?
Well, you're absolutely right. Red seems to be the sneaker color of choice for the TV hall. Because if you notice, well, it's hard to notice sometimes because sometimes it's done at night or in the evening. But when these guys race down the city streets with those TVs, a lot of them wear Nikes. I mean, they wear New Balance as well, but most of them wear...
Does that mean they're radioactive? No. Well, but what is the light? Why? So they can watch the footwork? I'm lost.
Well, no, you should not be lost, Rick, because how would you judge who won if you can't see their sneakers? How would you know?
Why do they call them sneakers?
Well, because that's what they used to take the TVs out of the big box stores.
I thought that had to do with the draft that they were doing when they tilted it sideways.
No, okay, that draft, that reduction, you can't run with a TV facing the wind like a billboard. You can't do that. It would slow you down.
Well, why do I put it up on my wall like that then? I'm getting confused here. The physics of it is lost in the interim, between spaces. I'm sorry, did I lose you too?
No.
And that's called fog index. The idea of, dangling participles. How much literacy is actually present in American school systems today? How many people know what the difference between a simile and an onomatopoeia?
How about this?
Between a simile, is it similar? No, a simile is different than a similar, but they're not the same. They sound the same. So sound isn't necessarily the way something is spelled. It's the way it's pronounced. Pronounced? No, pronounced. I'm getting confused because of the language and the southern drawl.
Well, you shouldn't get confused because normally, except for maybe today and three other times, we have spoken proper English. However, on television, if you notice, even in the series Jericho, which I highly recommend to our class as a first step in learning about preparedness and how things can go sideways very, very quickly, there's a scene where there's this gal who's supposed to be the high school science whiz. Okay, she's in there, and she says, well, it's the brushers, B-R-U-S-H-E-R-S, as in electric motor brushes. She doesn't even say it right. She's supposed to be the whiz. She can't pronounce it. And the guy who wrote it.
Like in Daybreak, the really smart ones are the drug dealers, and usually they're advanced in school, and they actually haven't learned a thing.
Mm-hmm. And then So what I'm saying is I turned on to see the closed captioning so I could see. Did she really say brushers when she meant, electric motor brushes? She did. And then there was another series that I happened to catch, and there was this inner city guy. And he loves this beautiful Southern Belle. And he says something tantamount to, he love her. And what he really meant was he loves her. But it came out in his natural speech pattern incorrectly because he couldn't remember his lines or couldn't deliver his lines. He love her. And that's how far we have fallen. So that even TV is teaching you how to speak improperly.
Right.
Well, that's something we don't do as well.
Today, the millennials will say, right? Is that, do you get what I'm trying to say, right?
Well, I do get what you're trying to say.
I get confused in terms of direction like that. It's as if they're trying to move you in one direction because of the language. right?
Yes, and not only that, we have removed cursive writing from the classroom so that our students can become even more inept at everything they attempt to
do.
Do
you know what the real purpose of cursive was about?
Well, I know one purpose was faster. So you don't have to lift.
Then
you don't have to lift
from mechanical drawing where you spent your time making more precision E.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and
or
if you
distinguish from an F,
I print a lot, and I draw each letter, and it takes it drawer D R A W E R. That's newspeak for D R A W.
I see. Thank you.
So I draw each letter, and you know, a lot of times I was. In front of the classroom, teaching, and at the, we'll call it the blackboard, and I don't put the tops on a capital E, so I have everything except the top line on the capital E, and my student said, Mr. Finelli, you didn't form that letter properly, and I said, I know, because I figure if I leave off the top of every E that I draw in my life, I'm probably going to save 10 seconds. Any comments? Have you found shortcuts?
I remember what Matt Magazine said about that, because it said, just before the rush hits, a giant 6-foot waffle iron is going to giggle at you. If you're enjoying it now, wait till the rush hits. That's a direct quote from Mad Magazine.
Mm-hmm. So the reason for cursive writing was that if you draw your letters, you have to actually lift up the pen, if you're using a pen, so that you don't drag the point of the pen across the paper and connect letters. But then it was found out that if we just modify the style of writing a little bit, you won't have to lift up your pen.
Well, I only
stop, do an X. Yeah.
I just draw it. You know, they want my signature, and actually it doesn't matter. Even at Walmart, all I have to do is put an X, and that's good.
Yeah, I draw pictures, and, you know, I draw, like, houses and things like that. When they, you know, sometimes they'll say, your signature, and I'll just scribble. And I'll make some swoops, some dashes, dot, 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 and they'll say, good. Good, that's okay. No one questions my signature, no matter what it looks like. Whether it looks like a 4-year-old drawing a picture of the first house with a crayon on a piece of paper, or whether I actually sign my name. And I intentionally sign my name generally differently every time I sign my name. Differently.
And just that when I try to sign my name, I'm going downhill with old age, and now it's more like a scrawl.
Okay.
So, just
as a side note,
is that like a wind?
We use checks here at the farm. You know, we write people checks, you know, so we have records. You know, the old fashioned, we use yellow or blue or green, different colors for different accounts. And on the checks, they generally don't say Vincent Finelli. They say something else. Sometimes they just say two letters. Two letters. No social security number, no address, no business name, no phone number, just two letters. And it could be AB, for example, or DL, or RC. Two letters.
That's and where the checks first started, was when Rothschild took a napkin and wrote on it $100 bill.
Right. Hold that thought.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, for just a few seconds, we'll go back to the checks. So, we have checks that have a couple letters, you know, in the place of where a person's name would be. So instead of saying Vincent Finelli or Mrs. Finelli or something like that, it just has a couple letters. And the point of that is if someone were to steal our checks and try to forge our signature and they sign them A, B, or D, E, or, you know, whatever they see on these checks, I would simply go to the bank and say, well, you really think that's my signature? Why would I do that? You've never seen that before. It's a forgery. So why don't you go and press charges against the forger? So just a little thought there. And before we begin, Rick, we should consider the reason for and the adaptation reluctance when time permits. And if you have any questions pertaining to the reason, you know, Rick and I have researched today's topic and suggest concordance and your personal reflection. The Fleisch-Kincaid reading level as measured in the public school grade levels for today's broadcast is 27. That means you would need to be at the 27th grade level or above to fully understand the meaning. Now, while the terminology is different, the meanings are different and separate, and should not be confused with the original meaning. And please understand that when we act on decisions that pervade, and the persistent, independent, and in different biases and subculture. You may want to consult or consider the solution rather than common replenation or others. Rick?
Well, I looked up the definition of doublespeak, and it said used to deceive, usually through concealment or misrepresentation of truth. Now, gobbledygook, yes. Disapproving is different, mm-hmm. but the reason I'm mentioning yes. this is because mm-hmm. right under it is newspeak, cognitive mm-hmm. dissonance, and then thought crime. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, when you talk about servicing the target is a doublespeak for getting prepared to bomb that area. This is servicing is a military thing that they do so that they try to make it sound like it isn't. And I've had enough of doublespeak and newspeak and cognitive dissonance in the media to the point where I'm going to start saying, I watched a movie yesterday called Bombshell about Megyn Kelly and her trip with Fox News. And I remember when Fox News first started to come on the scene just about the time that Altered Walter was retiring and CBS was still holding number one rating as for the accuracy of the news with Dan Rather. Now, Dan Rather is where it all started to go downhill. And CNN and Fox News were the alternative media that they called alternative media that today is the primary. And that individual that ran that was a sexist. I mean, he was out to get as much nookie as he possibly could get from the top-end bombshells that he would put on the air as leading anchors. Did anybody get the hidden meaning of what I just talked about? Probably not, because the redundancy coefficient in what I just said is running around 9. And that's called scientific writing.
So the three major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, at the time you're discussing this, would have the same news on at the same time. So if you watch the 6 o'clock news, you would see the same stories. It's almost like they got together and they had a committee meeting and said, okay, what are we going to do first? Okay, I got it. What's the second story? Okay, got it. And what are we going to end with? Got it. And they would all deliver the same story almost every time in the same era. Collusion.
In the same building as Fox News. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Yep.
More on
doublespeak, newspeak, and cognitive dissonance when we come back. And we're going to tie this all together, class. Seriously, we are going to tie this together with a scandal you won't believe. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A vote is expected to take place today in the U.S. House on a war powers resolution that would limit President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is critical of Trump's recent order to kill a top Iranian general in Iraq, calling it a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike that put U.S. troops and diplomats in the region at risk. Democrats were also critical of yesterday's administration briefing on Iran, and while most Republicans have not spoken publicly about the briefing, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah said it
was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
The Labor Department says 214,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 9,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Jeunesse Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Why? Thank
God you're.
Take my.
When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we've been talking about undersea cavitation. Class, be sure to do your own research, because as this may become part of my doctoral thesis, which is an attempt to conclusively prove without any doubt that focused conscious thought can be minimized to a degree heretofore never believed possible. And furthermore, to demonstrate. Well, and furthermore,
to. I love you. You're so weird. And. really. I don't even have to practice to be able to play this game because of my vocabulary. The problem is that it's being used with intent today, and they're teaching it in schools with intent. And this thing that you talked to me about the royal family, I can't believe it. It is typical, right?
Well, don't say it right yet, because we're still proving this point.
Well, is a expression now used by the Gen Xers, right? It's a way of ending a sentence, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this slang, that's what it is, it's called slang, has interfered with dialect, which is different than pronunciation, and the West Coast is generally considered variation in the pronunciation of something. The difference between creek and crick.
Yeah.
And I remember when in the movie Clue, when who's that little tiny guy that was at war with? He plays the center of it. Truman Capote. It's the thing. And I remember when he went off on his little tyrant like that in the pronunciations of how to say something correctly. And I'm watching how nobody has any form of diction anymore. It's lost. And we all get with, and we have what we call Zoom speak, where we pick up each other's thoughts to the point where I don't have to, and you say finish the conversation because you've already been there and we're on the same page.
So, Rick, this may become part of my doctoral thesis, which is an attempt to conclusively prove.
What university is that going to be at?
Well, we're going to find out.
Schweitzer University.
We're going to find out, without any doubt, that focused, conscious thought can be minimized to a degree heretofore never believed possible. And furthermore,
body language. There is gestures with the eye, the way the eye goes up, down, sideways, like a snake.
Huh? Well, it's okay, so we can furthermore demonstrate that in the American body, well, the body mass indices, that can be increased without any effort whatsoever.
I'm watching this thing about Lizzie, the big fat woman that's a singer and plays musical instruments and chubby chubs with her back. And she's got back. Now, I don't get it when somebody else says she should worry about getting diabetes and then get slammed for criticizing somebody that's overweight. In Oregon, right now, 1 in 4 people is obese. I'm not talking about fat, 20 or 30 pounds over. I'm talking about being obese. Now, how does that happen in a mountain state like we are in Oregon? Well,
Rick, I just said it. I said
about education and how we have lost the race. It used to be we were proud that the United States, general educational system was like, 7th or 8th in the world. Today, we're less than 12th.
Yeah, and California used to be one of the best in the country, if not the best at one time. Now, Rick, I just said it. I said, and furthermore, to demonstrate that in America, body mass indices can be increased without any effort whatsoever. What I'm saying is you can sit in front of your TV and reach over for that button and chase the child.
That's it. There it is. Mortal love.
Yeah, mortal, and so without any effort whatsoever, we can become fatter. That's what I said. And, okay, so while some have convoluted iterations, they've devolved to pernicious levels. A few have reached it. And
did you say pernicious?
I did.
That's wonderful.
I said, quote, while some convoluted iterations have devolved to pernicious levels, a few have reached. Period. End quote.
End of sentence.
Yeah.
A dangling participle. There it is. Oh. It hung by the neck until
okay.
guilty.
So, all right. So we realize that doublespeak has invaded our lives and will soon be upon us. Very soon. Actually,
not
right
only
now.
It's soon. It's
right
what
now.
The media is putting. They call it newspeak now.
Yeah. Okay. Millennials are now using a single letter to denote a word or words.
Like symbols. I for Iran.
Yeah, well.
I have several fans now trying to play with me by using initials to see if I can respond and pick up. Like they're trying to be elusive to see if we're on the same page.
Okay.
And I would rather go back to more scholastic forms where in second grade they taught me Latin.
Okay.
Sum estest. Sum est sunt.
Yeah. And caveat emptor. So, Rick, seriously, I'm very serious about this. Millennials are now using a single letter to denote a word or words. They're using symbols to denote words.
Yeah,
and
like
emoji.
Emojis or ejoys or whatever they call those.
Emoji.
Emoji. What is it called?
Emoji. E-M-O-J-I. They're
where
using
did that
emoji.
Word come from?
Well, I think it was a committee. It had to be a committee. No one could come up with that by himself or herself. So they're using emoji.
Themselves or itself or, you
yeah,
know,
itself.
Whatever.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
I misspoke.
There's creepy things going on now.
All right. So they're using emoji to convey how they emotionally feel about something. Soon, they'll be able to say something by blinking with one eye. But understanding what they just tried to say will be another thing, but at least they won't burn extra calories trying to use words that they forgot.
When I tried to do that, I got my face slapped. I tried to communicate something with a single blink of one eye, and she slapped me.
Well, that's okay. One problem, okay, in that line of thinking, one problem might very well be that the single one-eyed blink might mean I'd like to order that extra sweet latte rather than the triple sweet latte. Now, what would happen? Well, that would result in the need to use actual words for clarification, such as, what's the matter with you? Didn't you see what I was saying?
You could have a stuttering eye.
People send me these cryptic, silly, juvenile, incomplete emails that they obviously are sending with their phone. And I don't read them anymore because I can't understand what they say. Number one, it's out of context. They know what they mean. But how could anybody else know what they mean if we are not in the same room, building, or even county? How could we know?
Or the same century.
Well, people have come to our farmhouse and they say, well, Sarah said, you know, or they'd say, yeah, Sarah always said. Who's Sarah? I don't know. I've never met Sarah.
Oh, isn't she that female prepper, the nurse or something?
Well, she could be. I have no idea who Sarah is.
She could be. The goose is cooked. I'll tell you, the whole thing is nuts and needs to be exposed for what it is and what it is not.
Okay,
just
so,
like in
so
the comic books. Even in comic books, Doctor Strange has complete sentences.
Let's take it to the next level. So the patient's lying down in the bed, not doing so well. Nurse is there. The doctor's there. Doctor winks at the nurse. And what's that supposed to mean? 10 cc's or 1 cc? Or bedpan?
No,
what does it mean?
After they leave the room.
Right, after they neglect the patient. That's right.
Yeah, that's what it means. In modern medicine, none of it's real. It's all
so one of the
rock and roll, all in drugs.
One of the salient points of today's discussion is that we are using newspeak, doublespeak, double talk, and we are not yes, gobbledygook, gibberish. We are not using complete sentences to convey our thoughts. And that's why we're making so many mistakes. Huge mistakes. And we have gotten so forgetful that someone will go to the store and say, I'm here. Well, what was I supposed to get?
Because people are now texting where they're using shortcuts because they're typing with a thumb.
Right. And they're not using cursive. They're not running through their brain the long form of the thought that they are currently working upon.
And as such, and what happens next is the fog index goes down to zero. And they're not communicating. What it is gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, standard. And that's why Nero fiddled.
I was in an elevator in a government building here in Missouri. It was a city building, and I was going from the ground floor up to the floor I needed to conduct business on. And I noticed that the people, you could tell the government employees, they dressed differently than the customers or the people subject to the rules like us. And the people who are government employees use that opportunity to gossip in the elevator. It's like, did you see Susie? Did you see that donut she had? I can't believe she had that donut. Her, Susie, gosh. And I don't know if it was jealousy. Maybe her donut was bigger or had more glaze on it, or she had two donuts instead of one. I don't know. But if you notice in government settings, when these people have time to themselves, they talk about other people in the government. That's what they do. They're little people. They're jealous. And then you add to that what happens when other people who are not really intellectually challenged, or people people who are intellectually challenged, they talk about other people too. You can go to a little party and they talk about people. They don't talk about, boy, what's the best tool? How can you sharpen that tool? How can you make it more efficient? No, little people talk about people rather than ideas, concepts, things, innovation, and so forth. Doublespeak continues when we come back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So widely known is the retentive nature, or for the most part, inattentive nature of those remotely and partially participating in the auditory event currently transpiring. And if we refer to the previous thoughts, it will necessitate the consumption of more calories to use words as compared to blinking our thoughts. But the benefit will be fewer errors and fewer discarded lattes. Now, please turn your attention to advertising commercials in general, not in specific, but in general, television as well as radio. And you'll hear terms such as scientifically tested, patented technology, widely believed. What is widely believed? Well, it could be one person in the United States of America believes the same thing as one person in England believes. That's widely believed.
Or someone's separated name by... is widely.
Yeah.
And they're quoting him.
Right. And so the person in the United States and the person in England, that's widely separated by 3,500 miles of saline solution. So could they say definitively patented technology? Well, pretty darn much everything is patented technology. Widely believed? I just said that. Scientifically tested? You can take a light bulb and drop it and say, geez, it just broke. Well, it's scientifically tested. This light bulb is scientifically tested. You know, gravity is still there. It's still instantaneous, and the darn bulb broke. But they don't say that. They say it's scientifically tested. So what I'm trying to convey is that you do listen, and you do listen to these outlandish, ridiculous claims that sound like they are significant, real, and you should be swayed by them. I'm very serious about that. It frosts me when I hear terms like patented technology. Literally. If you take a rotary mower and mow your lawn with it, there are probably 100 separate patents that have been issued regarding that rotary mower. From the shape of the handle that you pull the cord to start the engine, to the needle valve in the carburetor, to the butterfly valve in the carburetor, to the tip of the spark plug, to the cap on the spark plug, to the spark plug boot, to the materials in the paint,
and
to
then
the
you
bearing
take
types.
It all about, and that's called the hokey pokey.
Right. So I farm using patented technology. There's no question about it. If you use a curling iron in the morning, you're using patented technology. Lots of patents. From the plug to the cord to the little line on one side
so
of that.
Why are schools teaching this as part of the curriculum?
Would you repeat that one more time, please?
Why
are schools?
Are the schools teaching this now as part of their curriculum?
I think we are getting fully immersed in a society of me first, I want it now, not later, I deserve to be happy, and those around me better make me happy, or else. I think we are teaching people that it's okay to... have a sports team for school, and you know, just showing up would be kind of good. That way you can get your trophy. It would be a little better if you tried, but you don't have to try too hard because then you'll show up the other people. That's where we are today.
Do schools allow cell phones in the classroom?
They do, and
what?
You know, they do. I talked, well, on air with Marty Barrett. She is a USA Prepares instructor. She teaches at the college level. She teaches the hard science, biology, and she cannot get the students to put those cell phones down. They sit in a large classroom of about 70 people, and they're looking down at their cell phones, not paying attention completely to what's happening. It's impossible to text and pay attention to the hard sciences. So, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that a cell phone is appropriate in the operating room? My doctor, who is a specialist, who, does, you know, checkups on me just to make sure I'm doing better and better and better. He has a sign in his office. He is a no-nonsense guy. It says, if you use your cell phone, you will have to reschedule your appointment. He walks out. So, and I've talked to another doctor who's my doctor, you know, an internist, and she says that she's giving that 7-minute brief to her patients, and the cell phone rings and they take the call. They've got 7 minutes and they waste it. That's where we are, Rick. This has got to stop because the cell phone, I think, is one of the single most destructive thing that has ever been created for society. I believe the cell phone is number one. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. We have more doublespeak. This is serious class. You know, there's a lot of humor in this. I hope you're getting it, but we're going to tie it all together. And you won't believe the end of the story. You won't believe it, but it's absolutely true when we get to the end. We'll be back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.